Now, more than 2,000 pubs closed across the country since 2005, with rural towns most worst affected. 100 local shops are also closing annually. But despite the headlines, there are emerging signs of recovery in rural Ireland, as previously closed premises are reopening to help provide important services and spaces for the communities in rural towns and villages. Our reporter, Sally Ann Barrett, went to Tipperary to find out more.
Oh, that's 5.75. Cash or card?
Card.
Can tap away.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you very much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Just one of the many customers making a purchase in Maher's shop and filling station in the rural village of Bohorlahan, County Tipperary. The only shop in the village stands on the former site of Eddie and Helen O'Dwyer's petrol station, which served the community for decades before closing its doors several years ago, leaving Bohorlahan without a local shop.
My mother would have driven her car down here, and Eddie and Helen then would have come out, brought her messages out and put them into the car. That kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore in supermarkets or anything like that, and I suppose I just wanted that back.
Those memories prompted local man Liam Maher and his partner Santina Coyle to purchase O'Dwyer's and develop a state-of-the-art shop, which opened in June.
There was no Lidl's or Aldi's or Super Value or any of that wasn't there then. So everybody went to the local shop. The bigger supermarkets started coming in and people were bulk buying shopping. Everything changed again once COVID came in. And once COVID came in, people realised that we're all rushing and racing for what? And nobody gets to meet each other. No one gets to chat and the whole lot. Whereas now, a lot of local people are back shopping in the villages again.
For locals and new arrivals to Bohorlahan, the offering of a village shop is about more than just the essentials.
Well, I think it's great. I've just bought a house down the road. You know, the shops and the pubs are the heart of the village. You know, my mother-in-law's 84, so when we move in, she'll be able to walk down here, where she wouldn't really be able to get into Cashel or anything like that. So, yeah, definitely a place to meet.
What was it like when there was no shop here?
Well, we had to travel. I had to tell us our Cashel light to get something, even a pint of milk. Get petrol, you get everything here now, so we don't have to start anywhere. No, I think I give up driving now.
For Liam Maher, the ongoing support of those locals will be vital for the future of his rural business and its 20 staff.
It's up to me to make sure that we keep our standards very high, keep food at a reasonable price that people buy, keep everything good. But after that, then it depends on the locals. There's only so much passing trade here between Turles and Cashel. It wouldn't be enough for this shop to survive.
It has changed here hugely. When I was in school here in the late 1960s, we counted the population as a project. It was 30. Since then, it has grown in the last census to 330. New houses are being built as well as that. That is creating market opportunities.
Guidebook author and former chairperson of Tipperary Tourism, John G. O'Dwyer, believes rural villages like his native Bohorlahan are growing and attracting entrepreneurs looking for a new venture.
The change in rural Ireland is profound. A rural village is seen as the perfect place to bring up a family. It's relaxed, but it's within a community. You know, house prices tend to be lower and you get a better quality house. Maybe you get a quarter of an acre with it or whatever. Big advantages, and people, I think, are beginning to appreciate that. And I've seen it around Ireland gradually since COVID. People are beginning to return to rural Ireland, open businesses, and of course, working from home is another big advantage.
Hi, Cara. So this is it.
This is it. Come on in. So we renovated all of this. We have the main bar, we have the side bar, and we have the front bar.
One of those entrepreneurs is Cara Walsh, owner of the Derg Inn restaurant, bar and shop in the village of Terryglass.
Terryglass had always had two restaurant bars. Paddy's bar is next door, and the Derg Inn, which is here, had always thrived over the years. And in recent years, the premises had become vacant because the person who was leasing it had moved on to other things. So the building had been empty for about a year and a half, which left a big gap in the community for a bar, restaurant, and also for our only shop on the north of Lough Derg.
After a major renovation, Cara Walsh and her business partner reopened the doors in July of last year, with the help of over 40 staff.
I think having lived here nearly 8-9 years prior to the decision to buy here was really the game changer. I was familiar with the hospitality trade because I have an accommodation business here. I just saw the gap in the market and the need for somewhere else to open. When the shop was closed, it was a huge loss to the community, but also here in the Durgin. And it's not just about pints and, you know, the bar trade. It's also people coming out in the afternoon with children or their grandchildren to meet up and have a coffee and have something sweet, to, you know, whether it's lunch or just a snack. But it was that hub, that social hub that was missing at the time.
Next door in Paddy's Bar on a midweek afternoon, the benefits of the reopening of the Durg Inn are also being felt.
Maria Tierney, and I'm here in Paddy's Bar, and I've been operating it for 20 years.
What has the reopening of the business next door meant for the life of the village, Maria?
Well, the village was very quiet, and it's a great addition to the area. People have choice. When it closed, it was a completely different picture here. People came and they couldn't get in. And like, we have a very small footprint here, so we wouldn't be able to cater for the crowds that the Durg can cater for. It's a huge addition to the area.
But breathing new life into a rural premises can be a risky business. Cara Walsh warns that a long-term financial outlook is necessary for those hoping to keep the doors open into the future.
We funded all of this privately ourselves. I think if we were looking for help from the government or help from the local enterprise board, it's probably out there, but maybe on a smaller scale. This was a very big renovation. There are definitely pitfalls to opening a business in a rural community. I think it would take a long time to recoup costs, and we have a long-term plan. We knew that things weren't going to break even in the first 6 months or 8 months or whatever. The price of produce is expensive, utilities are expensive, VAT rates are very high, so all of those were taken into consideration.
And that was Cara Walsh, owner of the Durg Inn Bar, Restaurant and Shop in the village of Terry Glass, County Tipperary, ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett.